I want to get into some of the HER2-positive metastatic papers. I'm going to start with you, Dan. Van Minkowitz's paper at ASCO that was so fascinating about CAPE versus CAPE plus trastuzumab.
Yeah, so this is a question we've already addressed in regards to bevacizumab, and that is that unlike every other therapeutic agent we use, where we consider that if you're refractory to it, it probably isn't going to work if you keep using it, the question is whether there is magic synergy from one chemotherapeutic agent to the next when you keep the biological agent going. This mythology grew with trastuzumab based on preclinical data that suggested it might, but really not even very good preclinical data. It just sort of happened. And many of us have been concerned about that. MD Anderson, and then into the Southwest Oncology Group, tried to run almost exactly this same study. And it was open for 12 months at MD Anderson, and then another 12 months in the Southwest Oncology Group. And for those of you who are listening, I'm holding up two fists. That's the number of patients who went on this trial, not two, no, zero, in spite of some very committed people. So it was closed by the Data Safety Monitoring Committee, and I thought we'd never get an answer. I was unaware that Gunter and his crowd were doing this in Europe. It was basically people who had progressed on a prior trastuzumab-based therapy, and then everyone got capecitabine with or without continuing trastuzumab or just capecitabine by itself. It was actually also closed early, and one reason it was closed early, they had 150 patients on it ultimately, but it was closed before full accrual, because with the advent of opatinib, they were just unable to get patients to continue on trastuzumab because opatinib was replacing it and approved both in Europe and the United States for this exact same indication. Nonetheless, they found a small but statistically significant benefit in regards to response rates and time to progression, and a small benefit in survival. So the suggestion here is that perhaps it is true, I called it mythology earlier cynically, that perhaps it is true that continuing an anti-HER2 agent, in this case trastuzumab, from one refractory setting into the next chemotherapeutic would make that chemotherapy agent work better.
But in a way, that's, I mean, if you use it globally, continuing anti-HER2 therapy, the lapatinib Zolota trial proved that as well, right?
So, yeah, and I guess you could say, suppose you had a randomized study comparing continuation of trastuzumab to starting lapatinib.